I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.
Welcome to the November Challenge with me, Alice Creswell. And today I want to help you see in the spirit realm. And you know, the spirit realm is so real for a start, and so important that we get to be able to see in the spirit realm, because actually the spirit realm is more powerful than the physical realm. And what happens in the spirit realm really does impact what happens in the physical realm. And the more that we learn to understand and to see what is going on in the spirit, the more we can have an impact on the earth. And that's with our own lives, circumstances around us, and other people that we meet as well, and we can help them. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'll just have another couple of minutes while people are joining. I can see more people joining now. Welcome everybody, good to see you all on here. Just want to let you know that we are doing, that me and Rob are going to be doing a live Q&A this coming Thursday. We do one a month on our portal, on our spiritlifestyle.com portal. So if you've got questions, that is the place to go. You go to spiritlifestyle.com, join our subscription on there, become a member. It's absolutely free for a 2-week trial, and you can sign up, pay a monthly fee, but you get to choose what you pay, because we don't have any blockages, nothing you know, stopping you joining. So you can choose, just ask the Holy Spirit. That's a good thing to do. See in the spirit, ask the Holy Spirit how much you should pay if you want to go and do that. You don't have to, but that's coming up this Thursday, the live Q&A with me and Rob. And once you've joined the portal, many of you watching are members already, so don't forget to send us your questions before we go live. And we give you a shout out, we ask you a question, and then we try and answer it as best we can. So yeah, good to see you. Welcome everybody. So we're looking at the spirit realm today and how to see in the spirit realm. And this challenge for this November is really to help you, you know, with your mind, body and spirit, and to be whole in every area of your life. So seeing in the spirit realm is really important, because as I say, that impacts what happens in the realm. So, you know, it really does, it'll impact your health. If you can see what's going on in the spirit, it'll impact your relationship with God, obviously, because you want to be able to hear him and see what he's doing and know him more. That's really the challenge this month, is I want to help you and encourage you and inspire you to know God more and to go deeper in your relationship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit in the name of God. Am I still there? Can you see me? Am I back? Do let me know. I'm sorry that the internet doesn't seem to be working quite so well today. So anyway, I'll keep talking. And the spirit realm really does impact, you know, what happens in your life. And if you can see what's happening in the spirit realm, you can really do something about your circumstances and your life in all the, you know, your finances, your relationships, your health, your mental health, everything. Knowing God, that's what I was talking about before. It just went off there. But I want to help you to know God more and go deeper in your relationship with him. So that's why I'm doing this November and challenging you. And I just need to tell you that if you go to spiritlifestyle.com, the little box will pop up on the homepage, and I'd love you to go on there and just tell me that you are up for this November challenge, that you're following and that you want to be a part of this. And so yeah, do that, and then I'll know who's actually joining with me this month. And I'm going to send you an email as well, encourage you. So what I thought I would do, I've got one of my books, Normal Supernatural Christian Life. I just thought I'd read a little bit out of this, because this is kind of says it really well, and this is to help you see in the spirit realm. So this is the book. Hopefully that's the right way around. This is actually, I'm reading from a first edition at the moment. This is the Normal Supernatural Christian Life. This is the original cover that when it first came out. Your books are the same inside, the covers are just different. So this is what in this book, it says, and this is really powerful, this scripture, this is taken from John 5:19. This is Jesus speaking. And he says, I tell you the truth, The Son, he's talking about himself there, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Now, he then also says, by myself, I can do nothing. That's in John 5:30. And, you know, we really are called to live like Jesus did when he was on the earth. What better role model could we have than Jesus? So we want to do what Jesus did when he was walking the earth. And he says in John 5:19 that he only did what he saw the Father doing. So he had to see into heaven to see what the Father was doing in heaven, and he would then bring it about on the earth. And we want to be the same. I am like so much want to see what is happening in the spirit realm in heaven, in the heavenly realms, so I can bring it onto the earth just like Jesus did. And in John 20, you know, Jesus says, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And so we are, he's sending us just like the Father sent Jesus. Jesus is sending us. And so a real key to seeing, if we can be like Jesus did and just do what we see happening in heaven, wouldn't our lives be so much different? I mean, you just think about what Jesus did and all the miracles he did, or the way that he lived. He was able to see and to hear what was going on in heaven. And you know how he did that? This is really interesting. This is from John 16, verse 13. This is Jesus speaking again. He says, the Holy Spirit will speak only what he hears, and he will make known what the Father... Oh, that's me reading from my book. That wasn't Jesus speaking, that was Alice speaking. I read from the wrong bit then. So this is my book, okay. Where are we going? Normal supernatural Christian life. This is me saying the Holy Spirit will speak only what he hears, and he'll make known to us what the Father is doing in heaven. Now this is Jesus, okay, here. This is from John 16. He says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit, he says, will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So Jesus is saying there that, you know, when Jesus was on the earth, this is how he operated too. But he's saying the Holy Spirit will see what's going on in heaven, and he will be the one that brings it to us and shows us and tells us what is going on in the spirit realm in heaven, so that we can actually, you know, walk it out on the earth and bring it into being through the power of Jesus, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus. That's amazing, isn't it? So that is the key. This is our challenge for today. This is, okay, I'm going to throw this challenge out there. Let's do what Jesus did. Let's only, I know we're going to try this. We might not be perfect in this, but let's try and do this where we see through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is showing us what is happening in heaven, in the spirit realm. And then we do whatever he tells us and shows us. So that's what Jesus did. How do we do that? That's really hard to do, but we've got to practice these things. As in everything else in life, we have to practice. We've got to take a step of faith and see how we get on and just do our best and follow the Holy Spirit in this. So this is going to be our challenge today. Now, I'm going to share a story with you from this book as well. And this is something that happened to me many years ago. This is actually when my son, our son, I should say, he is now 23, but when he was, I guess, 5, so quite a few years ago, I was taking him to school one day and something happened. So let me read this from this book. And this is what I wrote. A number of years ago, I was walking my son to school. As we entered the school gate, a young woman walked in front of us with her son. And I noticed her skirt. And I remember thinking at the time, oh, I like her skirt. That was literally just a thought in my mind. I just thought, I like her skirt. Didn't think much more about it at the time. The next morning, I remember actually waking up in the morning, and the first thought in my mind, I was actually, it's almost like I was there again and I was looking at her skirt. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Why would I wake up thinking about some woman's skirt? It wasn't that nice. It was okay, you know. But if you get a thought like that or something random, this is one of the ways we see in the spirit is actually, you know, it's through circumstances, it's through our thoughts. The Lord speaks to us, because when we follow Jesus and we ask him into our lives, he's in us. And we start thinking his thoughts, and we want to be so in union with him and so in Jesus Christ and him in us, that when we think things, it's his thoughts. So just let yourself do that. And if you start thinking something and you think, why am I thinking that? It could well be the Holy Spirit. So I'm basically wake up in the morning and I'm just thinking about this woman's skirt. So, and I, you know, I said, Holy Spirit, are you trying to tell me something? And I started to feel a little bit emotional when I was asking the Holy Spirit, are you telling me something here? And very often to me, that's the Holy Spirit, just a very gentle kind of, yes, you know, that feeling inside. And I started to feel a bit slightly emotional thinking about this woman's skirt, which is random. And I thought, maybe it isn't so random after all. Maybe the Holy Spirit wants me to speak to her. So I thought, okay, I'm going to talk to her. So I went into school that day, took my son, who was 5 at the time. And so, you know, I began to pray and ask the Lord really, you know, to show me what he wanted me to say to her, because at the time I had no idea what I was going to say. So I took my son to school that morning in plenty of time, praying that I would see her. She was nowhere to be seen, so I waited a while and then I spotted her arriving late. After she dropped off her son, I approached her feeling really nervous. I'd not spoken to her before and wasn't exactly sure what I should say, but the Lord had still not actually given me anything to say to her at that point. All I knew was that he was showing me I needed to talk to her. So, you know, when the Lord highlights somebody to you through, you might just look at somebody and think, oh, there's something there, they remind you of somebody, or, you know, like with this woman, I've been thinking about her skirt beforehand. So there's a reason, and you can go up to somebody and you can say, the Lord's just highlighted you to me. And then just sometimes what I find is when I start speaking, that's what I'm going to say. And it's not always very often beforehand, but that's where faith comes in. So this is your challenge, okay, because we're on today's challenge, which is to see in the spirit. So this is what we're talking about, seeing in the spirit. What I did, I was very brave and I went up to her and I said hello and I told her my name and I told her that I followed Jesus and that God had a message for her. And I still didn't know what the message was, but I stepped out in faith, hoping the Lord would reveal something to me. Then it happened. As I began to speak, the words seemed to flow out of me, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I was so thankful, as you can imagine. And what I said to her was this. I said, you are in a desperate situation. Something's connected with your family. I said, you're not sure if you believe in God, but you've been crying out to him and you've been asking him to help you. And I'm here to tell you that God has heard your cries. And he sent me to tell you that he's going to do a miracle for you in your life. And this is what I told her. I said, so I'm saying all this and it's just coming out of my mouth. And I said, I've never seen her before, you know, apart from the day before when I saw her, I liked her skirt. That was it. So I said, if you give your life to Jesus and follow him, he's going to turn your life around and answer your prayers within 2 weeks. And I'm like saying that thinking, I can't believe I'm actually saying that, you know. As I said, I was right, but I looked at her and I saw tears flowing down her cheeks and she was nodding. So I thought, well, that's a good sign. She said everything I told her was true. In fact, she was so concerned about the stuff that was going on in her life. She was actually on tranquilizers at the time, but they weren't helping. And the problem had been going on for 2 years and it was to do with her home. She was about to lose her home with her whole family and everything. So I explained to her about Jesus, the fact that he died in her place and that he'd taken her sin and disease upon him and how she could have a new life because he'd risen from the dead and sent his Holy Spirit. She was enthralled and readily let me pray with her, and she took one of my booklets as well about knowing Jesus that, you know, I'd like to carry those around in my bag for such an occasion. So a few days later, I see her again and she actually tells me that she's given her life to Jesus. And, you know, after I first shared all that with her, and then let me see where we're up to. And already she was feeling better. That's good. And she stopped taking the tranquilizers. So I prayed with her again. And the next time I saw her 2 weeks later, which is, you know, I prophesied and I'd actually said, if you follow Jesus, he's going to change everything around for you and you're going to get a miracle within 2 weeks. And she said, so I prayed with her again, and the next time I saw her, 2 weeks later, she excitedly explained that her life had turned around. The family situation was resolved. She would not now lose her home. And you know what? It was interesting because I actually ended up meeting her husband, who was Muslim. And I sighing over him and praying for him as well. And Sora, you know, after that, and her whole life had turned around. Now, this really, the story, I mean, I think that's an incredible thing. It doesn't always work out so well for me when I go up to somebody and, you know, generally something good happens. You always want to minister to somebody and pray for them and encourage them when you meet them like that. But that was a particularly, you know, good word of knowledge, wasn't it? And prophetic word. I was prophesying as well for something that was going to happen in 2 weeks, and it did. But all that is to say that we want to see in the spirit realm. And how I saw in the spirit realm with that situation for that woman that I didn't know was that I saw her skirt and thought, I like her skirt. The next day I wake up in the morning and that thought is in my mind, that woman's skirt. Now I could have just like dismissed that and thought, why am I thinking about that woman's skirt? That is just so random and just got on with my day. But actually the Lord was speaking to me and he was showing me something that was going on in the spirit realm, in the heavenly realms. The Holy Spirit was showing me that God's heart for this woman was to bring her into a relationship with him because he wanted to do a miracle in her life with her whole family. So that I could have so easily missed that. And what I want to, the challenge today is, in fact, let's do it now. Why don't we, right now, actually decide we want to see in the spirit realm right now. So as I'm talking, even just talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit moves and how he shows us, you know, he's the Spirit of Jesus, how he shows us what is happening in heaven. As we talk about him more and more, quite often we find that we're actually, it's an invitation to come into the spirit realm. So hopefully while you're listening to me, you're entering into the spirit realm right now. And I also just want to mention, you know, I'm reading from this book, The Normal Supernatural Christian Life. This is a different cover than maybe some of that you've seen before, but this is a first edition of my book, The Normal Supernatural Christian Life. And let's see where, let's put it there. Can you see it? What I want to do is I want to give this copy away to somebody who is up for the November challenge. So in order to get, I'll pick somebody out of the hat. And what I'll do is everybody who's gone on to spiritlifestyle.com, and all you need to do is the box that pops up on spiritlifestyle.com where it says take up Alice's November challenge. Just click on there, follow the link, just give me your name and your email address on there. In the hat, and what I'd like to do is choose one person out of there at random who I know is following my challenge for November, and I will sign this book for you. It's the first edition, and I'll send it to you wherever you are in the world. I'll send it to you. So I don't want to forget to say that. So we're in the spirit realm right now, and let's just ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us. So just where you are, just say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, I ask that you speak to me right now. I want to see in the spirit realm. So just say to him, I want to see in the spirit realm. Show me what is going on in heaven right now. What's in the heart of the Father? And it's the Holy Spirit, Jesus says. We just looked at that verse before, didn't we? It's the Holy Spirit who's the one who takes what is happening in heaven and he makes it known to us. So just let's do that right now. And usually I find, well, very often anyway, maybe not all the time, but very often, when I say, Holy Spirit, show me something that's happening in heaven right now, something that's on your heart, I want to see, and please show me now. It's usually the first thing I see, whether it's a vision or a thought, might be a scripture, might be something pops in your mind right now. But just the first thing that comes, just make a note of it. Just make a mental note or write it down if you've got something to write on. And you will find that the Lord will be speaking to you right now. So just do it right now. You don't have to wait. I mean, you can practice this when we go online, but do it right now while we're online, while we're live, and just ask the Holy Spirit to show you. So even if you don't know Jesus yet, he still wants to talk to you. Even if you have not been following him, if you feel like I'm a sinner, I've gone my own way, I've not been following Jesus, but you know, she's talking about Jesus. Yeah, we want you to have a really close relationship with Jesus and invite him into your life and follow him, but you can still ask him to speak to you and talk to you. So do that right now. So just say, yeah, I want to see in the spirit realm. Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, show me right now. And just start making a note. Just on the comments, just tell me what you're seeing right now in the spirit realm. It might be you're seeing, if you see bright light, sometimes that might be angels. You might have a vision, like with your physical eyes, you might actually see something happening right now. You might have a thought. You might have a scripture come to mind. Just write it down in the comments, because I'm going to go through these. I probably don't have time to reply to everybody because there's too many comments come in, and I'm doing this every couple of days, it seems to be. So, but I will read them all. I'd love to know what you're seeing right now in the spirit realm and what it is that you're seeing. After, I want you to go really talk to the Lord and say, show me what to do about that. What is it you show me, Lord, and why you show me this? What do you want me to do about this? So I just pray for you right now that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would come right now, that you would begin to see in the spirit realm, that your eyes would be opened, that, like, you know, Paul, when he was actually still Saul, that the scales fell off his eyes and he could see. that would happen to you in the spirit realm, just like, you know, the prophet Elisha and his servant Gehazi. Gehazi couldn't see what was happening in the spirit realm, but Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. So I pray that for you, so that you would see right now. The Lord would speak to your heart in a way that he's never done before. So exciting, this. And this November challenge is really to help you with your mind, your body and your spirit. And it might be the Holy Spirit speaks to you right now about something he wants you to change in your life. It might be something he wants you to stop doing or to start doing, or something he's got for you in the next few days or weeks or months, or the next step for you. And I just pray that he really shows you really clearly right now. He's wanting to speak to you, and he speaks to us all the time, and we just need to tune in, just like, you know, with those a radio where you want to try and get the right channel. It's the airwaves that it's coming, he's speaking, but we're not quite tuned in. So we just need to tune in. And as November progresses, I'm going to show you how you can do that more, how you can spend more time with the Lord and go deeper with him and with his spirit. So what else are we going to do? I'm just looking at my notes here. I don't want to forget anything. Okay, I was going to say, can you comment and also share this video, because we want to get this out there, because we want to help people all over the world to go deeper in the things of the spirit and to see in the spirit realm. Because really, at the end of the day, that is what's going to help the whole world. There's a lot of political stuff going on right now, and people, obviously, we've just had an election, or they've had an election in America. I haven't, because we live in the UK, but there's been elections going in different countries. Whether the person got in that you wanted or not, in some ways doesn't matter, because the key thing is, and this is where you want to see in the spirit, that God will do what he wants to do through us. And that is the thing. He wants to use you and he wants to use me. And yes, he'll put people in positions, and how we pray and how we vote, obviously, you know, it's all us getting involved in that. But at the end of the day, we're not going to wait for some government to decide what's going to happen, you know, in this world. Actually, it's God's kingdom is what's key. And we need to, you know, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added to you. So really seek him. Seek the Lord with all your heart, and he will show you what is going on. So if you're seeing right now a picture of somebody else with a vision, seeing, if it's somebody, then it's probably that you need to stop praying for that person and ask the Lord to show you something for them, and ask the Lord for some word, encouraging word for them. What is it, whether it's to pray for healing or prophesy to them or whatever. So do that. So don't forget, if you want to enter the draw for this first edition copy of The Normal Supernatural Christian Life that I've written and that I was reading out of today, go to spiritlifestyle.com, sign up, and I will draw out a name out of the hat and send it to you, a signed copy. I think that's all I was going to say, apart from I do want to mention I'd like to hear from you as well. So if you want me to be talking about certain things this month that are going to help you, then do drop me a line, leave a comment in the comments, or if you go to spiritlifestyle.com, scroll down the homepage to the contact form, you can contact us on there. So you can send in a prayer request, you can send in a message. There's all sorts of things you can do on there. So feel free to contact us, let us know your thoughts. And if there's particular things that you would like us to cover, or like me to cover this month, obviously today we're looking at helping you see in the spirit realm, but there could be different things as well. If you've got a question and you want an answer to your question, then follow me and Rob on our live Q&A this Thursday. We usually spend about an hour or so and we answer your questions, and you have to email in the questions to us. Actually, you send them, it's not through an email, but it's through a box on our portal, on spiritlifestyle.com portal, but you have to be a member to do that, and you can do that for free for 2 weeks and then name your price, so name your amount. So hopefully we'll see some more of you on there this Thursday on the live Q&A on our portal with Rob as well, and he's so good at answering your questions. He's got such wisdom and knowledge and experience, so it's so wonderful listening to him. Anyway, I'll be back here on doing my live in the next couple of days, so do look out. I'll also be putting this onto my YouTube channel as well and onto a blog on our spiritlifestyle.com portal. So bye for now, thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time.
Check out our website spiritlifestyle.com for all our latest news and training resources.